I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The third annual Percussive Dance Extravaganza takes place on Thursday, January 28th, 7:30 at the John Waldron Auditorium. Our guests are dancer, choreographer, and fiddler Tamara Lowenthal, musician, composer Jamie Gantz. Thanks very, very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Third annual extravaganza, a fountain of fancy footwork, fiddling, and fun. This year, once again, the emphasis, I think, is on variety. If you think about a spectrum of percussive dance, where does it begin?
Percussive dance, I'm sure, began with something in the hard shoe room. Like, you can think of things like English wooden shoe clogging, dancers wearing some kind of shoe where the sound of the shoe would make some audible sound as you walked, say, on cobblestones or pavement of that sort. And this is, you know, at least 150 years ago we're talking. And so we include some of that in this concert. We do have English wooden shoe clogging in the concert. But then I think it goes, you know, in some cultures they put tacks or some kind of hard metal on the bottom of a shoe. This predates taps.
Uh-huh. And how do you use those then?
I actually have Irish hard shoes that have hobnails in them, and that's how you make the sound. We're not doing that. We use tap shoes mostly now, but we are recreating the dance styles of various cultures, including Cape Breton, the French-speaking part of Canada, of course, Quebec, as well as lots of clogging and some tap.
Now, you also are including some things involving some accoutrements. Swords?
Swords, yes. There are two sword dances in this concert. The rapper sword dance, which has flexible metal swords, and it is quite a, scary dance, but it's also really impressive to watch. Very fast moving and very percussive footwork. The other dance we're doing is called long sword. It's a little more relaxed, but really interesting figures. They are not flexible swords, so the way you move with them is quite different.
Uh-huh. Sounds as if it's something where a choreographer has to really be concerned with safety because you got some pieces of steel there moving.
We do. Now, both of these dances are traditional, which means that most of the figures have already existed, and I'm pulling them from figures that I've learned over the past 30 years. However, the rapper dance has a figure that I created for this concert, so it's going to be very exciting. We call it Scrape the Wall.
We're talking with Tamara Lowenthal about the third annual Percussive Dance Extravaganza. Tamara talked about leaning on the tradition and also being creative. And our other guest is musician and composer Jamie Gantz. And Jamie, in addition to playing traditional pieces, you also have composed some pieces to work through. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Well, I consider myself a traditional musician, meaning that a lot of my music comes from the Celtic countries, Ireland, Scotland, and also because I had lived years in Canada, some of the traditions there. But the pieces that I've composed are all within that tradition. In other words, you probably wouldn't be able to tell if it was recently composed or it was 200 years old. So that's the way I compose tunes usually.
Uh-huh.
As traditional musicians, we don't actually use the word composed so much. We say made up.
In addition to you, there's a number of other musicians performing, and this featured guest this year is the fiddler Rhys Jones. Tell us a little bit about him.
Now, Rhys is known as a great old-time Appalachian fiddle player, but recently he's fell in love with Irish fiddling. So he's planning to come and kind of bring the two together and possibly play a medley of an Irish tune and an old-time tune. And we're going to see how that goes.
One of the features of the third annual Percussive Dance Extravaganza, a fountain of fancy, footwork, fiddling, and fun. Our guests have been Tamara Lowenthal and Jamie Gantz. And the performance is Thursday, January 28th at 7:30 in the John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.